After 11 years at the helm of UW-Milwaukee, Chancellor Mark Mone is stepping down this summer. He'll be succeeded by Dr. Thomas Gibson. Over Mone's decade in leadership, he's addressed a pandemic and faced declining enrollment. He's guided UWM to achieve top status as a research university, while also being criticized for his handling of protests on campus. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel asked Mone to reflect on his time as chancellor and how things have changed. He says he thinks today's college students are different from those when he took the reins in 2014.
Students today, I think, are more stressed. There's more financial uncertainty. And so we've really tried to respond by raising more dollars for scholarships, providing more support on our campus, and being as empathetic as possible. This is a changed world, and the students are different. The employment situation, frankly, a lot of the things in the world are different. I would characterize it a little bit also by saying, I think folks are a little more transactional, not all. They're wonderful, a lot of incredible energy, optimism. They're gonna change the world. But at the same time, they're very much looking for careers, very much looking for, whether it's in healthcare, manufacturing, in the arts, you name it. You know, a lot of our students are thinking ahead in a better way. So I think I think all the way around, challenges, yes, but a lot of reasons for optimism. This truly is our future in terms of these incredible students that graduate.
I'm glad you mentioned the workforce, because UWM is closing some of its programs, right? Atmospheric sciences, material sciences. How do you see those decisions affecting the college and our workforce long term?
Well, you know, we'll continue to do two things. One is we'll look at projected demand in areas, along with the other side of that is the enrollment side. We're going to continue to look at where are the programs where there's demand, where there's growth opportunities, kind of that internal, external view. The second piece of this, to me, what is the right thing to do in terms of stewarding resources that are state and student tuition dollars and our campus dollars? It only makes sense for us to in a world of contraction where we have to adjust our footprint to recognize the realities of fewer students, tighter budgets. What is the right thing to do? It simply makes no sense when we can allocate or reallocate resources into more growth-oriented areas where there is student and employer demand. So in those areas, they're terrific programs. But along the way, you know, let's look at how do we provide those skills, whether it's in atmospheric sciences. What are the types of things that could be built into with some of the faculty that we have, you know, some of the other areas? But a lot of this does take advantage of faculty retirements as well. So those are the ways that we think about this going forward.
I covered the revocation of visas from international students and recent UWM grads this spring. Those revocations were ultimately reversed, right? But your administration was criticized for not standing up enough for those students and grads, according to some of the student advocates. Do you think you should have done more in those situations? How are you involved?
Well, I think one of the things students may not be aware of, we've certainly tried to get the word out, how we have worked with our congressional delegation. We've worked with our system administration and have worked very closely hand in hand in a coordinated manner to try to protect our students. I don't know of many universities in this country that have stood up and tried to change federal policy or law around those issues. So our work has been much more working directly with Congress, the representatives that we have, building cases for advocacy through different letters and correspondence with individuals who can speak on behalf of that. We also have had our Center for International Education that has done an awful lot of work in support of students and communicating with them exactly where things are at. So I think that you know, in this role, you can always be criticized for things, but sometimes it's simply folks not being as aware of the types of things that we're doing and making sure that we're really working closely with where there's even more power, which is with our system administration, to be able to work directly with Congress and other governmental bodies.
Mark Mone is the outgoing chancellor of UW-Milwaukee. After the transition period this summer and a year-long leave, Mone will return to teaching in the School of Business in the fall of 2026. He spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel.